You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We're live from Taco Bueno in Flower Mound, 4500 Long Prairie Road. And I appreciate everyone who's jumped out to see us today. At times, it just feels like you have a live studio audience just kind of hanging out. And I did just get... That was too much.
I held up the laugh sign.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Is that what you were? All right. I got that. Yeah. I got that. And I just got to talk to somebody who is related to, everybody calls her Stoney, the first pitcher in, not like you, in Flower Mound. I'm just kidding. In Flower Mound softball history to throw a no-hitter. So while we're representing out here in Flower Mound, we got all kinds of fun Flower Mound-based stuff happening. Right now, this might be less fun.
Oh.
But then we'll have more fun things coming up.
Yay.
See, that's really what I'm looking for. Who are the Cowboys that you've just given up on going into the last three games? Now, I realize that the Cowboys season is essentially over, 0.6% of making the playoffs aside. But are there players that you're like, yeah, normally I'd want to see him, but what's the point? They're not playing, or they're not going to play well, or get a reasonable amount of snaps to make a difference?
Ooh, as much as I hate to say it, Logan Wilson?
Yeah.
It feels like every time we press and we press about why is Kenneth Murray getting snaps in the National Football League in the year of 2025 going in to 2026 with how lost he looks on any given play. And Logan Wilson, we ask Jerry all the time, and he says, oh, the IQ on this guy. He knows where to be. He knows where to put people and how to line people up when things are changing on the offensive end. Yeah, we're going to get him some more playing time. And sure, they might go and start him. And this, it almost feels like the old Mike McCarthy way that maybe Shoddy kind of took from McCarthy when he was learning from him was the, all right, ownership wants this. I'm going to start him, but I'm not going to play him like a starter.
Right.
I'm going to get him out there on the opening possession just so people will shut up and say that, hey, he finally started. Look at that. And then I go back to the one that I really want to play. And that feels like a Matt Eberflus situation because I don't know if you've heard, Kevin, he's really good at coaching linebackers.
When's that going to show up?
I don't know if you've heard that before.
All right, calm down.
Yeah, I'm going to hold up the laugh track again. Apparently that's what he's supposed to be good at, right? And Kenneth Murray was a Matt Eberflus selection. That was a guy that he said he can run this defense for me. He clearly has not. So Jerry made what I thought was a great value move, a seventh-round pick for who I think is a starting quality linebacker. Do I think he's an all-pro or a pro bowler in Logan Wilson? No. but I think he's a starting linebacker in the NFL. They go and acquire him, and it's almost like Eberflus saw it as a hit to his ego. Like, oh, so my guy isn't good enough? You have to go get your guy? All right. You know, checkmate.
Yeah.
And I hate it.
Now, this seems to be the consensus from the 972 is all of them an answer. And then from the 214, all of them. Oh. Or none of them, depending on your perspective. So, yes, I would say that is an answer. Also, I want to hear back from this person from the 469. I bet all my Christmas money on Washington beating Philadelphia on Saturday. Straight up? Was that before you found out about Jaden Daniels? How much money is all of your Christmas money? Also, why? These are all of the questions that I have. Now, I have boiled it down to five specific players, but to those people's points, I think all of them makes a lot of sense. And if you said a whole bunch of different names, I totally get it. I'm going to start with Terrence Steele. Look, I ran the salary cap simulation the other day, and you probably could have guessed that this was going to be one of my answers. It's Terrence Steele. We've heard about it for a while. Oh, he's gotten better, and especially with this coach and that coach, and you just haven't seen it. So he's on the list, and then the other person that is also on the list, Jonathan Mingo. I feel like, especially since you gave up a fourth-round pick. Now, you talked about only giving up a seventh round for Logan Wilson. You give up a fourth-round pick for Mingo. It feels impossible to get him out onto the field and maybe more impossible for him to make impacts as a receiver out there. Now, the three others are kind of different. Like, Terrence Steele, Jonathan Mingo is like, now I've seen them. They make not the positive difference I need.
Sure.
The other three are different. Maris Leafau, Shamar James, and Sam Williams. Because I still think there's probably a future of Sam Williams with this team. I just don't think the ceiling is as high as at one point I really thought it was going to be. And then for Shamar James and Maris Leafau, the reason why I throw them in the group is I just don't think they're going to get the requisite amount of playing time that I want to see to make a difference. So I think that's totally different. I know Terrence Steele will get all of the playing time, and I don't like it. I just don't think Leafau and James will get the amount of playing time to make a difference, and that is the part that irritates me, because whenever we talk about like the young players that you would want to see out there, those are two of the players that I want to see out there. And if people are like, well, they're not good, I'd be like, well, neither of the linebackers we have now.
Sure.
So let's give it a shot.
And I started to wonder at some point in the season, maybe around the bye week, if I don't know if it's we, if it's coaching or what, if we're punting on Leafau a little too quick, the collective we, if you will. I saw a lot of great things last year, and I've seen some stuff even in the limited reps and special teams this year where I'm like, that's a guy that is still super rough around the edges, but everything that I want him to fix is coachable.
Yeah.
He's got the desire. He's got the speed. He's got the intangibles that I can't teach anybody to do. He loves the game more than most people. It's something that you hear like with George Pickens a lot. You know, Mr. Misunderstood is like, no, he loves football more than anything. That's why he's as wild as he is. Maris Leafau plays with that motor because he is addicted to this stuff.
Yeah.
And I want guys like that playing. Shamar James earlier in the year, whenever he got some reps because of injury, he showed, hey, I'm a rookie. I'm going to mess up sometimes, but I am a freak athlete.
And he stepped up, to your point. He stepped up when you're like, hey, we need somebody.
And I know the reason why he's not playing. Well, it's twofold. For him and Leafau, Eberflus is in save my job mode. So he's not going to play the young guys. He's going to play the guys that have experience. So I understand that. I hate it, but I understand it. But for Shamar James, in his case specifically, great blitzer. What does Matt Eberflus refuse to do?
Run the blitz.
Blitz. So,
I think that's going to change on this Sunday because I am Charlie Brown and Matt Eberflus is Lucy. And I know it's probably stupid, but I think this time it's going to happen. Are you? You're judging me for thinking I'm a dope, right?
I judge you a lot. You just don't really realize it.
I realize it.
I just don't want you to get my hopes up that this is going to happen because I did that after the Raiders game, okay, where I felt like with Quinn and Williams and them going to a five-man front is already difficult to deal with in and of itself.
Sure.
If you add a sixth or seventh rusher coming down from the secondary like a Donovan Wilson, which he's been getting home a lot lately, yes, it seems like, if you start doing stuff like that, then it's probably going to succeed, especially against a team like the Chargers, for instance. You said their offensive line can be gotten.
Oh, absolutely.
They 100% can be. So if you throw seven bodies at them, imagine what kind of massacre is going to happen in that backfield. I just don't want to get my hopes up.
Okay, well, I have gotten my hopes up only for them to be expertly dashed all over again by the Dallas Cowboys, because unfortunately that is what they frequently do. From the 210, Jalen Tolbert. I wanted him to be so good so badly, but he just doesn't seem to have made all of the pro connections that he needs. Look, exactly. Yep. Somebody said they forgot about him, and part of it was Kevontae Turpin passing him up, but I think the real one is not the return of Jonathan Mingo, because you see that those spots were available, but instead of going to Mingo, it's gone to Flannoy. And we talked about him a lot in training camp as like, man, watch out for this guy, watch out for this guy. But I feel like we'd gone through that last year as well. Sure. But you've really seen more in-game progress and connection with Flannoy. It is easy to forget that Tolbert is on this team, so much so that when I asked Stephen Jones about him on Monday, multiple people texted in and said they didn't like that question because Jalen Tolbert didn't matter. And I'm like, man, that is a whole new level of irrelevance if people are mad because a question even got asked about you because you don't even matter to get a question asked about you. That is how far he has fallen.
That's sad because I loved his game coming out of the draft, and I thought he was going to be that next secondary receiver that you just absolutely hit on. The Cowboys have had that, at least in my lifetime. They've had some good success finding that mid-round talent that can be a true wide receiver, too. You've seen it time and again, and I thought his route running was as crisp as it could get for a day two pick. I thought that he was a phenomenal possession catcher of the football, and I still think he is all of that. And I know Fred brought it up yesterday with Luke Schoonmaker. I want to use that same ideology. Like, if I could have a closed-door conversation with the wide receiver coach or Shoddy or Clayton Adams, somebody that works with him every day, and say, why has this not clicked for him? Because he has the talent. He had the tape on college. I know small school and everything, but he was dominant in that small school ranking. I want to know what's just not clicking up here mentally for him, because he's got all of the talent in the world, and I thought that he was going to be the next Noah Brown, you know, that would really, whenever CeeDee Lamb is getting the double coverage and George Pickens has safety help over top, you could look at Noah Brown down the sideline just streaking wide open because somebody forgot that he exists.
Now, Jaden Blue has also come up, and I understand that. And then somebody goes, man, I thought he could be like Chris Johnson or CJ2K, if you don't remember that nickname, which is freaking awesome. So that has been a tough situation, but we just got this, and I have not been tracking this. If you're interested in the Myrtle Beach Bowl, I've got an update for you.
Okay.
682. Hey, Kevin. I bet on Kennesaw State. Have you seen that score? F my life. And so I was thinking, you know, I have not been keeping track of that game. Right now, the Western Michigan Broncos, early in the third quarter, lead the Kennesaw State Owls 41-0. And we're a minute and a half into the third quarter, and it was 34-0, and Western Michigan tacked on a touchdown in the first 90 seconds to make it 41-0. So I hope you did not bet all of your Christmas money on that, because I feel like you are going to lose.
Yeah.
Or have to tell everybody in your life that they were bad.
Actually, that's a genius idea. Just say, hey, you sucked this year. You don't get anything. Deal with it.
Let me know how that works in your life.
I don't think it's going to work very
well. And actually, usually I have a different philosophy based on the phrase that you said. Yeah. Those people get plenty of presents. We're the KNC Masterpiece. right here. Think it over, people.
It
right
doesn't
here.
Take that much thought, Kevin.
Oh, okay. I just throwing it out there. Coming up next, we will move into the expressway where Alec will probably insist I put myself in Forgiveness Friday.
Bingo.
But also, it's time for the Combo Platter Holiday Edition. Give us a sports opinion. And then, what is a holiday food or drink that you don't understand who that's for? We'll do that next right here on The Fan.
Second and 10. Prescott fakes a toss right. He's got Lamb wide open on the right side of the end zone. And the second RN Raiders. Touchdown, CeeDee Lamb.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3. The Fan, 877-881-1053. If you want to get involved in the conversation on the Frankel & Frankel Injury Attorney text line or the Twitch or the YouTube, hopefully you already knew that. But you know what? We get new listeners all the time. And by the way, thank you listeners very much for making our ratings just rock solid. Mm. The highest rated English language show in DFW in this time slot.
That's right.
There is another station that we cannot defeat. But
oh.
You guys have been awesome for that. Good job. I heard what you said.
Thank you.
All right. Right now, it's time for the Combo Platter Holiday Food and Drink Edition. Give us a sports opinion. And then, what is the holiday food or drink that you don't understand who that's for or who actually likes that? 877-881-1053. And Trevor, I'm going to give you an opportunity if you want to get involved in this conversation as well. But first, we will go to the 817. Dak will never be able to lead a team to a Super Bowl, let alone win one. And who is Eggnog for? That is the grossest thing ever. Oh, spy icy. And from the 214, the Rangers will miss the playoffs again next year. And what the hell is Figgy pudding? And why wouldn't the guy and his crew go out until he got some? There's actually a
valid.
I almost said Perry the Platypus. A Phineas and Ferb Christmas episode, mm-hmm. and Doofenshmirtz gets into a big heated thing with carolers because they want figgy pudding. That's right. I know stuff.
I remember this.
I know stuff.
Ask me off air for my Doofenshmirtz impression.
Oh, okay.
It would peek the headset out. It's loud.
Okay. All right. So would you like to start? You want more from the fan text? You want me to go? Or do you want to give Trevor his chance to shine?
Ooh. Kevin, I think it is the, it's often called the season of giving, right? I think we give
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Trevor, his go first.
I love that. Thank you guys very much. First off, thank you for letting me be on the show with y'all. All right, do you want the holiday take or do you want the sports take first?
Well, you better give me the sports take first or else you'll be like every other Nimrod on this show who always does it in the wrong order.
Yeah, that's fair.
So,
and that's why you asked me.
Please give me the sports take first.
To be clear is to be unkind. That's why I wanted to ask. So my sports take is I believe Mikko Rantanen is going to be the new Rat King of the NHL. So over Brad Marchand, who is the current Rat King with the Florida Panthers. I believe Mikko Rantanen, I don't know, did y'all see him fire up last night after the slashing call?
Yes, I did.
And so he was dropping some bombs, and
yes,
not just punches, but you know, the verbal kind. And
that's
so,
what you want? I love that.
Oh, and that's what I'm saying. I think he's got that Gordie Howe in him.
Yeah.
And so I want him to be the next guy that people don't like being on the ice with because he can shoot, he can pass, and he can drop bombs. And I'm about it with him. So I think he will be the new Rat King of the NHL.
All right. I like it. And then what is the holiday food or drink? You know, by the way, I'm sorry, since you said that, we did mention this earlier this morning. That's on me in the Stars Super segment, is that Jim Nill announced, he said he was going to give us an update. The update was, I'll update you later. But he said, essentially, I'll tell you the update. Tell me that's not what it sounds like. But he said that Tyler Seguin underwent successful surgery on Tuesday, December the 16th. His time frame for return to play will be reevaluated after the Olympic break. So essentially, his update was, I will update you in February. But there's still a chance he could be back for the postseason, and that's why all these discussions are happening. He will not be back in the regular season, but there's still a chance for the other one.
That's difficult, but it's also amazing at the same time because you hear ACL and you just think, oh, done. And
especially with somebody his age and injury history, I understand.
That's
that
what
for sure.
We were, and a lot of the Tolos were saying at first, is like, does he make it back from this one? And then it's like, it was like the Jaden Daniels thing where his elbow bent the wrong way. And they're like, oh, he could be back in a month.
Do you think that's why they did the 1,000-game celebration?
Yeah, that's why.
Because that's what I thought straight away.
It
all
makes
right.
Me sad.
Sorry, Trevor, for the zigzag right there. Although that'd probably be very popular with our audience. What is the holiday food or drink that you're like, who is that for?
So first off, I love eggnog. Anybody that dogs eggnog needs to chill out.
Can I ask you an eggnog question?
Absolutely.
Do you drink eggnog straight up, or are you soft like me, and you mix in some milk there to kind of thin it out a bit?
Oh, well, I don't drink alcoholic eggnog. I like the milk and cream and nutmeg and all the fun things. So I'm that kind of guy. I need
good.
And I don't like it. The other way, I don't lighten it up. I see what you're saying.
Yeah, it's just, it is, that's why I said
it's
I'm
very
soft.
Creamy.
It's
I get
too
it.
Strong
it's,
for me.
It's very,
yeah.
Yes. If you'd want it that way, don't you add milk. You don't add as much cream. I also make homemade eggnog. I'm a guy like that.
Well,
I know. Maybe one of these days. Maybe I'll figure it out. But
kind of feels like today should have been that day.
Yeah,
really,
well, you guys aren't even in studio. It's kind of, so don't even go. Don't go there. Come on.
I can drive.
But my holiday take: I despise candy canes.
What?
I peppermint's fine, but candy canes, I think they are ridiculous. The only thing candy canes are good for are stabbing your friends.
Oh,
that's it.
See, whenever I have a friend, I usually don't commit acts of violence.
No, because
I see what
you
mean.
Stuff I say is not so bad, is it, Alex?
Yeah, it's
the only
man.
This is gonna say, I don't take this the wrong way. You slim down the tip, and then you poke people. Yeah.
So what I just heard is you're creating a candy cane shiv. You said don't take it the wrong way, but you're creating a candy cane shiv here during the holiday season.
Yeah. Who didn't do that as a child? Who didn't get stabbed by a peppermint cane as a child?
I mean, pretty much they're all in jail, so good for you, Trevor.
Have hands. I made it out. The odds. I made it out. They're either 6 feet or they made it out, right? I mean, that's a...
Holy moly.
I'm just
saying...
Where
did you go to school?
I went to a nice Garland school in Sachse.
Oh, so. Crap. Yeah.
I'm just saying.
As somebody who's also from Garland, I get it now.
I don't want to have to hold something around. I feel like a four-year-old child walking around with a candy cane. Not a fan. Just not a fan with them.
Holy moly. I did not anticipate that whatsoever. From the 945, Cooper Flagg will win Rookie of the Year. And who eats fruitcake? That is by far the leader. So far, said that word too many times. All right, but I wanted to talk about something with Cooper Flagg since we shortchanged the Mavericks a little bit earlier to chat with Jerry. This is something that we talked about last year at Duke with John Shire. John Shire stepped out at one point and said, go be effing Cooper Flagg.
Yep.
And so he did. Before the Clippers game, essentially... that is what the Mavericks did. So they were going to be without P.J. Washington and Anthony Davis, and they urged him to be more aggressive. And Jason Kidd was part of that crew. He said, this all started with the Clippers. Be aggressive early and not waiting. I think sometimes he defers to AD or to others because they're vets and they can score too. I think he tries to do the right thing. But for him, when guys are out there, he looks to be aggressive. And in that game, or right after that, he had the 14-point first quarter. And I think that's been a huge jump start to Cooper Flagg. And a big part of why they have been winning games, 6 of 8, and it really should have been 7 of 8. And then in between, they got absolutely murder, death, killed by the Thunder.
Yeah, and it's nice to see that people are kind of coming back down to earth with Cooper Flagg, because I think the hype of number one overall pick and talk of generational and all of these superlatives that get thrown his way, and for good reason, people regret to remind themselves that, one, he's 18 years old.
Yes.
Remember that. He
turns 19 on Sunday.
Yes. He is going to be 19 next week. On top of the fact that he is primarily being played out of position and being asked to do things that he, in an ideal scenario, is not going to be asked to do. But then you see the 40-plus point game. You start to see him racking up consistency. He's starting to find a little bit more comfort. He's driving to the basket more, which I'm liking.
Yes.
That's going to be key to that. If they are trying to be competitive, like they say this season, but then they go and tell Shams that some of their three biggest contracts are available for trade, if you want, I guess. But I don't know. They need to start letting him attack like that, and they're giving him that freedom, and not only that, he's finding the comfort within it. So I'm glad that people are kind of like, okay, this is more of the brand of what I expected. What are you laughing at?
I'm not laughing at you, because that was very well formulated. I'm laughing at the emotions that get conveyed on the fan text. From the 210, eggnog is fire. That texter can go to hell. That's too far. You could just say, I disagree, eggnog is fire, but apparently that is not the direction that they went.
You know where fire is, Kevin.
I do get it. I think. Do you think if there was a dog hell, it would just be somebody running the vacuum nonstop?
Ooh, see, great point. All dogs do go to heaven.
That is a cartoon. Do not base your life around cartoons.
Well,
I know dogs are good. I'm just saying, like Cujo or one of the evil dogs.
Yeah,
from the 972, it's just a question. University of Georgia will win the national title this year, and why do people eat fruitcakes for the holidays? Those things are straight cheeks. And that has easily been the leading vote getter thus far. But, Alec, I will turn it over to you for your combo platter.
Straight cheeks is an underrated insult, and I need to add that back to the arsenal because I love it.
See, you can do that. I think I'm too old.
I don't know. If we're being honest, you say a lot of things that you probably are pushing.
Probably shouldn't.
Yeah, pushing the line on.
Like what else? I don't know.
Stuff I can't say on air, primarily.
That is true. Yeah. Off air, I sometimes talk differently.
Yeah, and I appreciate it because it keeps me alert. But gentlemen, sports opinion. The AL West is going to be boring as hell this year.
Oh.
I really do think that this division is going to struggle to be relevant in the national eye because the Rangers are still kind of figuring things out. The Astros are still dealing with some key players that love to get hurt on top of the fact that their owner fired their GM because he was essentially spending too much money. The whole division is just in flux to me.
Yeah.
Because I don't think there's going to be a dominant team, but I don't think there's going to be outside of a couple teams at the bottom like the Angels and the A's, whatever city we're going to attach to them. It feels like every year we could attach a new city to them because they don't have any sense of leadership. But I feel like it's just going to be mediocre. It's going to be boring. And I know the A's this year excited with some of the young talent that they have, but I feel like a lot of that was flash in the pan until they start trading those guys to go get more prospects for whatever team they think they're going to build in 20 years. But I don't think this division is going to be super fun to watch because the Astros will be good. They're pretty much good every year.
Yeah.
But they're not going to dazzle you in
doing it.
And it's not because I hate the Astros. I just don't think they have anything exciting. They are working on a trade right now, according to Chandler Rome, to shore up their rotation by adding Mike Burrows from the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Okay.
So they're doing the right
things,
but it's not Bo Bichette. It's not any of these key free agents. It's not Kyle Schwarber. None of these guys are coming to the division. I just think people are going to be generally uninterested in the AL West.
Okay, and your holiday food or drink that you're like, who is that for?
Yeah, what were we doing and how many drugs were we on when we created Jell-O salads?
Oh,
yeah.
Jell-O salad,
That's something that I see online pop up, especially on TikTok, you know, the people that are so confident in their ability to make something unique and different, but it just turns out looking disgusting. Who is that for? Like, a lot of people, you're talking about beets, olives, mayo, anchovies.
So they took all the grossest foods and made it into a thing?
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand this conglomeration of just absolute misery. And it happens in the holiday season where I'm supposed to be, like, fatter than usual and happier than usual. Reading this just gives me a wave of depression that I don't enjoy.
Okay.
And I'm kind of tired of talking about it. That's how much I despise the idea of this. I will say fruitcake is an easy number one hatred food for me, too. I don't understand who that's for, but I just wanted to switch it up because I've heard the Jell-O salad get thrown around before, and I'm like, I won't even get within a social distancing measure of that. I'm bringing that back when I see Jell-O salad. And the person who made it, I'm keeping my distance from you, too.
You don't want to go ask them questions?
No, I don't want to know anything about it. I know everything I need to know about you as a person if you bring that to a party.
Okay, all right.
And you're not coming to another one either.
See, and people get really fired up about the fruitcake from the 254. Pretty much every version is something like this. Rangers will win the division, and who the hell eats fruitcake? And if you didn't believe me, from the 817, who eats all of these fruitcakes? They're heavy enough to use as a boat anchor. And so, yeah, there's a lot of so I hope this one makes sense because this is what spawned my answer to the food and drink. It's going to be like what spawned this combo platter. But first, I have to tell you, my sports opinion is I will hate myself for it, but I will definitely be watching the Anthony Joshua Jake Paul.
Yes.
And I can't tell you that I'm just going to be watching because we talked about it. There are two legitimate women's title fights in like the co-main event essentially spots, and they are ring title fights, so they're like for the real best fighter in that division. But I'm looking at the main event and also things like Anderson Silva and Tyron Woodley.
Yep.
And that's the part that I feel a little bit ashamed because like kind of the weirdo fights.
Mm-hmm.
And also that cheese ball thing where they like put pieces of nuts or almonds on the outside of it. You know what I'm talking about? This is supposed to be like a food and a dip. The hell is that? Who is that for? That is what spawned this conversation. Do you guys know what I'm talking about? It's for you and you. What is happening in this Taco Bueno? All right. And so that's the food that I don't understand. I don't know if that's where they got the concept for the spear from, but it's I think it's ridiculous. And I don't know who it's from, but apparently it's for all of our listeners.
I literally ate some of the cheese ball last night. Literally, well, I literally ate that last night.
But
Kevin,
you also said you wanted to murder somebody with a candy cane.
I didn't
cane,
say I wanted to murder. I said I didn't want to get murdered. You ever seen a 4-year-old running around with those suckers? No, thank you.
I want you, to mark that for next
Trevor,
week, please.
I want to spend more time with you because you live in a place where 4-year-olds have created the candy cane shivs.
Yes.
And I just kind of want to hang out with you and whatever you're doing.
You know who I'm around most of the time? Fred and Blake. That's usually where my realm is.
Oh,
so
yeah.
That's
okay,
probably stems. I also disagree with, now, I don't like the Jell-O with like olives and stuff, but I put Jell-O in cream cheese and pineapple. Not cream cheese, excuse me. Cottage cheese and pineapple. You mix that all together, sucker's bomb.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm just, I know.
I no longer want to spend time around Trevor.
I get it. I'm sorry. So you say you want to hang out. Like, man, I apologize,
I'm gonna
guys.
I'm stick with
really...
it. If I could quote the Little Mermaid, I want to be part of your world. Just so
that's
I
nice.
Can really understand more. I don't necessarily want to eat any of those things. But I just want to see the circumstances that have led you to become the human that you are today.
I was raised by my grandparents, so that probably has a lot to tie into that. So that probably... we'll
old
give
soul.
You a little taste of that.
And spending that much time with Fred and Blake is probably not healthy either.
Yeah,
so
I feel like I needed therapy after working with Fred for one day yesterday. And I got a host with him on New Year's Day.
Man, I'll tell you this right
and
now.
And I get to be your... I'm your producer for that, too, so it's going to be great. I'm going to bring some Jell-O salad. I'm going to bring a cheese ball. It's going to be great, Alec. You're
going
to love it.
And I'm going to throw it in the trash and then in your face after I dig it back out of the trash.
Wow! Feels like if you did it the other way around, it could be more efficient, just thinking out loud, but
I don't think often.
I will tell you this, when you're hungover on New Year's morning or you know, whatever you choose to partake in that morning, I really think that's going to amplify your enjoyment of the Alec, Fred, and Trevor show. I think that is just going to be that's going to be something, man.
Fred, Alec, and Trevor were the fat masterpiece.
Yeah,
the fatter piece.
Okay. I'll see you guys on January 1st, then. I'll be there.
All right.
It feels like that, man, and I had no idea people had so many controversial opinions about eggnog. There are so many people who are, they love it. There are other people who hate it. There's another person who said it wasn't Cujo's fault. He was infected, so don't put him in the make-believe doggy hell. So I don't know. There's a lot of feedback coming in on the fan text, and then this one might hit home the most. Don't base your life around cartoons, says a guy who compares everything to cartoons. Now you're right.
Yes.
Because I think you can make a cartoon equivalent to many social situations. I'm not saying you should live your life by what occurs in those cartoons. In fact, usually I would very much argue you should most definitely not do what Homer or Peter Griffin. Sometimes Hank Hill does the right thing. But the other two, I might stay away from what they think.
I've got a SpongeBob or a regular show reference for pretty much any situation I find myself in life. So I get it. I would not base my life around any of those shows because, one, I know how to drive at 24 years old, unlike SpongeBob. And then, two, regular show, their work shift always ends in some sort of, like, I don't know, like, disastrous, world-ending, universe-ending situation.
Yes.
And
or
the show,
in space.
Yeah, I just get to go home. That's pretty
cool. Now, from the 903, they said the Cowboys will win over the Chargers, and y'all are getting easy food takes. Here's a hot one. Ham is garbage. That is an outrage. Honey-baked ham, which apparently exists all year long, is
yes,
delicious, and I love it, but we wanted to give you the space to express your opinion, so there you go.
Even if it's wrong.
Yes, absolutely. Now, that's fine. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. And right now, what say we fire up a little Forgiveness Friday?
Please forgive me.
877-881-1053. If you want to get involved, what do you need to ask for forgiveness for? What does anybody else need to ask you for forgiveness for? And I do believe we still have our Motley Crue ticket giveaway happening.
Yeah, we do. And I think maybe in a couple of minutes. Nope, I lied. Let's give something away!
877-881-1053.
Right now.
Oh, we'll win a pair of tickets to go see Motley Crue when they come to the Dos Equis Pavilion on September 10th of 2026, courtesy of Live Nation, which means you can go buy tickets with Live Nation right now, or you can win them for free. 877-881-1053. Now.
I'm sorry, Kevin. Something kickstarted my heart. I just had to get it out.
I get it.
Just had to get
That's
it out.
That's a nice reference
Took
right
a walk
there.
On the wild side for a minute.
That
Just bear
is
with
it.
Me.
I love. Oh, man. Did you plan all of that?
No. I grew up on that brand of music because of my mother. So, yeah.
Okay.
I listened to Russ Martin growing up, which, hey, probably not a great idea, taking in his content at, like, 10 years old. But, yeah, that was what we had on in the car.
So your mom liked to listen to Russ Martin and Motley Crue with you and then went home and stuffed Werther's Originals wrappers in the couch.
Mm-hmm.
I would not have guessed those things would all go together.
It's a pretty simple and soft life.
Yeah. Okay. Now, Alec, I'm going to start with you. Do you need to ask anybody for forgiveness? Does anybody need to ask you for forgiveness? And we'll dive into some sports, and then people can send in theirs as well.
I think Corey Majors needs to ask me for forgiveness because he told us yesterday that he would be here, and then he forgot until this morning that I was going to be here too.
Yes.
And he saw that, and he was like, well, man, I don't want to do that. Like, I don't want to feast when he's around because usually it's sandwich time.
Yeah.
So he was like, I can't violate the rules of that. So he faked an illness to not be here so he couldn't violate the rules of sandwich time because he's here at Taco Bueno instead.
That is sad. It seems like the two most popular theories are that either he's playing golf or playing Call of Duty. My other theory was he forgot to shop for Christmas presents, and that's what he's been doing the past couple of days, so he can go ahead and knock that out.
I like that, yeah, because I'm still late on some shopping myself. So,
all right, question for you as we get into Forgiveness Friday. What percentage of people do you think still need to buy a gift, any gift, for anyone on December 23rd?
Ooh, on the 23rd, I'd say give me, like, something shocking, something like 43%.
Oh,
okay. Like, close to 50-50, because I feel like you could get that last-minute invite to a party or something, and you're like, oh, yeah, I got the invite on the 21st, and then you're, oh, I don't have anything for a person here, like a white elephant situation.
Right.
Like, I need to go get something, or Secret Santa. Yeah, I've definitely fallen for that a couple of times. I've gone on Christmas Day to go to a gas station to get a gift card before, because I just, I did not know that
person really meant a lot to you.
Like, I didn't know that a cousin was actually going to be in town or something. Like, I was told, no, they're going to be out of town visiting, like, boyfriend's family or something. It was like, oh, no, that trip never happened. They're going to be there. So I was like, well, I was going to wait and mail it, but, you know.
Well, one of the 2 years I worked at Blockbuster before I got fired, I worked on Christmas morning. And in the first 15 minutes, my register, I had sold $300 of gift cards. And I remember that because there were people waiting when we opened the door, and they went right to the gift cards. And I was like, all right, I get it. They weren't like, I got a rent Gladiator. They were like, oh, I need a gift card. And I thought that was amazing. And I was like, all right, I guess Blockbuster knows their business. That's why we're open today, because we were shockingly busy there. All right. We talked about Puka Nacua earlier. Mm-hmm. Does Puka Nacua's brother need to ask for forgiveness? The allegation is that he stole a Lakers player's car.
What?
Now, it's not a marquee Lakers player, but still.
Oh, shots fired.
It's not. But the allegation is that he stole a Lakers player's car at the same week when his brother has posted negative things about officials, then did it again, and then had to delete that, but also had a badass game in the middle of it. But also they lost that game, and also he was accused of having an anti-Semitic dance.
That's
that
right.
He apologized for. It's been a busy week for the Nacuas.
Yeah, and I just know that Christmas dinner conversation is going to be very fun. So what's the pecking order there? Do you address the elephant in the room of, hey, why isn't the other brother here?
Right.
Oh, he's in jail. Or
right.
Do you address the, hey, Puka, one, why are you getting fined for no reason? Just keep your mouth shut. And two, why are we doing hateful stuff?
So he did apologize for that.
Uh-huh.
So I will give him the benefit of the doubt. There are things that y'all have told me off air that, like, oh, yeah, some people do that for whatever. And I'm like, what? And so sometimes you don't know that certain things are actually representative
sure.
of another thing. So I'll give him some credit for that. And by the way, people are trying to help. If you need a last minute or white elephant gift, scratch offs are good. I also think alcohol is good. I feel like usually if you're bringing white for white elephant, if you're bringing alcohol or lottery tickets, people are going to be like, I want that gift.
Yeah, from the 469, I would like to ask for forgiveness because all of my white elephant gifts are giant Smirnoff ices.
Oh. Okay.
You are my least favorite kind of person
in the
best way possible, because I respect commitment to the bit, okay? It's not a fun bit.
That's still going?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it is.
All right.
Always. Always.
Is that what
heart.
Keeps them in business?
Pretty much.
Okay.
I don't ever say, hey, let me grab this for fun.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. Mark that. All right. Go ahead. Valid. See, it's tough being on this side, isn't it?
Very.
All right. Does Tua need to ask for forgiveness?
Yes.
There are 11 quarterbacks in the NFL who currently average an annual salary of at least $50 million. He will become the first of that bunch to get benched for poor performance while earning that money. He needs to ask for forgiveness, right?
Yeah. From the organization, from the fan base. From his family for relocating them to Miami when he's not going to be there next year. There's a lot of people he needs to ask for forgiveness. Nick Saban for making him think that he was a good quarterback at one point, which he was for like a blink of an eye.
Yeah.
He needs to ask me for forgiveness because I started him in fantasy to begin the season because I was like, Jalen Waddle, Tyreek Hill, Yeah, even if you throw a couple picks, you're still going to throw five touchdowns because you just pitch, catch, run. Nope, didn't work like that, Kevin.
Okay, I'm not against that.
Sorry.
And then from the 972, apparently we all need to ask for forgiveness because this person said, I haven't started shopping yet because I've been slaving away at Amazon picking all your gifts out. Or probably like putting them for shipping. I don't think he has the carte blanche to be like, Alec, I know you ordered this, but you're getting this instead. It's not a Popeye's chicken.
That actually happened to me.
They decide what you... What?
Yeah. Not the Popeye's chicken part.
Okay.
Yeah, where I ordered a bunch of clothes for the winter, and somehow a bag of dog food was delivered to me.
Do you have a dog?
I have two. But, like, I could tell because you're not supposed to open packages that aren't your own, right? That's actually illegal. Mm. But when you pick it up, you could hear the kibble rolling around,
right.
And it was addressed to a vet's office.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you take it to that vet's office?
No, they came back and picked it up because I called them. And I was like, hey, I ordered, like, I don't know, a couple jackets and stuff. I got dog food instead. Like, is that just emblematic of what, like, UPS thinks about me? Or,
huh.
I don't know. So, that's... like, yeah, maybe a little bit of a guilt trip because they're like, hey, you could just bring it back to us. I was like, no, you're going to come pick it up. And they're like, okay, we'll come pick it up.
And you can't, like, put it outside for bulk trash, right, instead of free dog food? Because, like, you definitely shouldn't drive around a neighborhood and look for a bag that says free dog food and give it to your dog.
That feels a little... risque.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Interesting. From the 817, Al Michaels need to ask for forgiveness for calling the Rams kicker no good. I actually think he needs to ask for forgiveness. Oh, okay. I was going to say, I think he needs to ask for forgiveness for sounding generally disinterested in everything that happened. Like, go back and listen to his call of that punt return touchdown. He's like, oh, well, he's running it. Oh, he's going to score. Like, by the time he's at the 20 and he's already moved down the left side of the sideline, there's nobody who's even close to him. He sounds like he's like, yeah, all right.
He, at this point in his career, he's got the propensity for one excited inflection per call.
Okay.
Because that call, like the Shahid call, it's like he's going down the sideline, he's still going. Then it's Shahid! And it's like, touchdown, Seattle.
Yeah.
It's like, okay. He had the wherewithal for one word. He's like, one excited word just to sound like I still got it.
Okay.
Just keep you thinking.
Now, I can give you a kind of fun and ridiculous Forgiveness Friday or a crushingly sad one. Which would you pick?
I like ridiculous.
All right. Let's go to the Kraken. So the Kraken, they were going through a funk where they had lost 9 of 10 games. And in the post-game press conference, they refused to allow anybody but the own team website reporter to ask questions. And they also cut right to the chase because the press conference was 57 seconds long.
Oh, like a Mike Tomlin press conference.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. Do the Kraken need to ask for forgiveness? Or is that probably good for the press people because they're like, what are you going to say? Your team is still terrible.
You know, I didn't think about that perspective, and it's kind of changing my mind because I get so irritated when teams control the narrative like that. Like, they get so scared of their own awful product that they put out there in front of their paying fans every single night that they don't want to allow outside sources because you see the NBA is having to put out press releases, you know, disputing things The Athletic says, you know, in their little newsletters like, oh, league sources are saying this. And they're like, actually, The Athletic put out this piece. That is totally false. They hate the outside media, and I hate that they're scared to get asked the tough questions. So, yes, they need forgiveness. But, hey, those reporters are probably like, cool, I'll go home early, beat the traffic.
Yeah, maybe so. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we would usually do the Seahawks starring Corey Majors, but he is not here. So how about we fire up some NFL overreaction or reality? Also, I might have some baseball nuggets for you. All of it next, right here on The Fan.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.